Shulchan Aruch says, Urubo, when Zachasim, Vidur Zvida, Lich Lekwaya Parish is Bolog, the Krishna, the Malaka Uha, Mishum Perach and Tibur. Here we see the concept of Perach and Tibur. There's another Gemara, Mar Numa, we have a kind of Kriya Satara, the kind of Golem Kippur. Gemara says, Shabbosh, Bukhum, Shabbukudim, when he's in Mamidbar, Peral Peh. Gemara says, why isn't he Goyal? Gemara says, Shabbish and Goyal say, Betar, Betsibu, if they cover that Sibu. There's a lot of places where you see that covered Sibu and Tifa Sibu is really the same thing. So you see, here was the concept of Gemara Batirch the Sibu. We're not goyal. I'll tirch the zibur. Oh, so Emerson, the guy, find the psalm and say the Torah. There's a very big discussion about it. And the part that's negated to tirch the zibur. Is really a cheshbon. Is really at the end of it, pshar of the taz. So that's ikkur what you want to get to. But just quickly, just found the issue. So the one question is: the Sefer Torah as chaser as achas is a kosher the kriyas Torah. That's mechalik v'shainim. According to the sheet, is that it's possible if it creates a Torah. It's possible, Zicha for mitzvah of Sivas Eve Torah is possible. It's possible to save a Torah. The Shaila is got the Takana of Kriyas Torah. Is it, you need a Kosh to save a Torah? If you all need a Kosh to save a Torah, then if you find a soul, no matter when, it's it. Possible to save a Torah is possible. No matter, you have to go back and do Kriyas Torah over here when you run into Kriyas Torah. Some shining hole, it's Rambam. That the Yom kind of said Kriyas Torah, it's possible to cross Sefer Torah, but Lagabe Kriyas Torah, you yeah.
What is
possible?
Mitzvah
Ksiva Sefer Torah, for example. Now, so Mechaber says that Avad Chachil, you can't take out a Sefer Torah, it's possible. Because right price can hold that it's not kosher Sefer Torah. The question is though, but the Eved, if you read, he said he passes like Berav that the Eved Yaitza. So now, the Eved was saying on the sheet that the Yaitza. So now, so Mela comes out after me also. Let's say he found a toys in Gavra Lagavra. So between all these, so then. So God, everything you read till now, would say you're saying on the sheet that you're Yaitza. But now, I've had to take out a new Sefer Torah for Mekana Labba. You don't have to go back and read the whole thing. Okay, the Mordechai says, if you read three psukim and you could stop there, let's do the middle of Aliyah. That's Ben Gavla God. What if it's the middle of Aliyah? So if you read three psukim, which that's the minimal of Aliyah, and you're in a place where you're able to stop, it's not within three psukim to a parasha, then you stop there, you make the bracha, then Kilo, you'll make a big Avul Gavra, and then you'll be Yaitse until now. And you make a bracha Kraina. But if you didn't read three psukim, or you can't stop there, so then he says you should read it al peh. Like by the Kohen Gadol, you read it al peh. Rama says that if you didn't read, you only read two psukim, or you can't stop there. So then you should make bracha chayna. According to the Mordechai, you can make a bracha chayna, which is a chiddush, because that's very lach, not b'diavad. Still, Mordechai says you can make a bracha chayna and kilu make a bengavah gavra if it's lokalis. The Ramah says no. You know, he says if you read, he says you shouldn't. If you read less, I'm sorry. If you read less than three psukim, then you should take out another sefer Torah, and then you make a bracha chayna. But if you read three psukim, then the master could make a bracha chayna. Fine. Kitzer, the Taz like says like this. We're not getting too complicated of it. Task is like this. Okay? If there's a tois, yeah, and the last aliyah, then you should do like the Mordechai. Yeah? He says, I'll cover that seat. Because if you're in the last aliyah, go back all the way to the yeah? Al Gadikra Akach. He says, again, the Mordechai says, he claimed about Pet. And Taz says, okay, this looks kind of complicated here. I should have missed the whole thing. So kids, let's backtrack a little bit. Mordechai says that if you're in a situation where you can't stop, then you could read it al peh. Right? You read it al peh. Now, so he says, and brings the raya from the Gemara Yuma. Gemara Yuma says that Kari Achimah is Mesevet Torah, and also Shemesh Pekudim, you read al peh. That's the Gemara Yuma. The Gemara asks, why do you bring another Sefer Torah? The Gemara says, two svaras. One causes the Gam of the Rishon. So if you bring a new Sefer Torah, people say the first one's Pasul. Or it's Rish Lakish is Bracha Shein Tzricha. Again, in the Gemara Yuma, the Kohen Gadol, he says the last thing he reads it from Chumash Bamidbar, he reads it out Peh. The Gemara asks, why can't you bring another Sefer Torah? Okay, you want to be Gaelul Askav Ratzibur, so why don't you bring another Sefer Torah? The Gemara gives two reasons. One is because Pagam, you're bringing another Sefer Torah, you're showing the first one's apostle. Second svar is because of Bracha Shein Tzricha. Bracha Shein Tzricha. Yeah? If you bring a new Sefer Torah, you have to make a new Bracha. Meila, it's Bracha Shein Tzricha. Therefore, you read Al Peh. Therefore, you read Al Peh. Okay? So, Meila, Zog the Mordechai, that in this case, where you're in the middle of the Aliyah, right. So what do you do? You didn't read enough. You have to add more. You have to finish. You're in the middle of your aliyah. The sefer Torah is possible. So what do you do? Should be another sefer Torah. Like the Mordechai, can't be another sefer Torah. Why? Because there's a problem. Even though there's no problem of pagam. So this ratio is similar to Yuma. Yeah. Here we go. He read the pasuk. Yeah. Now he finds sefer Torah is possible. What does he do? Mordechai says, so what does he do? He has a choice. Either bring another Sefer Torah or read Al Peh. So in the Gemara Yuma you see that there's two reasons why you read it Al Peh. Either because of Pagam or because of Baruch Shem Shiva. As far as Pagam, says the Mordechai, you don't have over here. Because it's Pagam. Chashash of Tal Seis, it's Pagam. It is Pagam. Fine. Elamai, we do have a problem with Baruch Shem Shiva. Therefore, the Mordechai says, she's over there, they allowed you to read it Al Peh. In order to show Bracha Shein Tzricha, they allow you to read it al peh. Over here also, They allowed you to finish that aliyah bal peh. That's the psak of the marcha. Now Ta says that if it's the last aliyah, well, you don't have to take it on the same tire anyway. So then you only the Mardechai, right? Then the whole Mardechai, do you read about Pet? And he says, because there the problem is, says, I'll cover it. What? Ta says, if it's the last aliyah, then only if it's the last aliyah, then he's masking to the Mardechai. If it's the last aliyah, then he's masked with the Mardechai. I'm not sure that Chesed. He's saying that's covered at Tzibur. Why is that more covered at Tzibur? What? No, why is it only the last? Because if it's the other liyas, anyway, I have to take it out. Oh, that's Chesed. But other liyas, anyway, I have to take it to the cemetery. Shall this aliyah? Right, you're by number V. Anyway, I think it was in the same time for Chamishi. So it doesn't make a difference. Shankin was the last aliyah, there, there's cover at Sibur, then they have to take out another safe time. Oh, that's the Chamishi. That's the Chamishi. Problem, again, Ta says, if you buy the last aliyah, so then we have different svara. Why we allow you to read it about Pet. Because you take a sefer in the middle of aliyah, that's a shiloh of the Tirchus Lezibura. Even if you have to take it out from after, say that anyway, it's a kaddish, you have time. It's not going to be Tirchus Lezibura. Hashem came, if it's in the middle of aliyah, so there anyway, you have to take it out another sefer, so it doesn't make a difference if you take it out now, we take it out by the next aliyah. That's the cheshbon of the Taz. Fine. Now, the Agnezer says, that there was a Taz says, the Gemara Yuma says, it's in Tirchus Lezibur, right? It can't be God, it's Tirchus Lezibur. So, man, what did they have said there? Oh, Zot Abenezer, there's no riot from Yuma. Why? Because over there, the Kriyas HaTaira of Maseches Yuma, of Kohen Gadol, B'Yom HaKippurim, is fundamentally different than the Kriyas HaTaira of regular Kriyas HaTaira. The Chiyav of Kriyas HaTaira for the Kohen Gadol is a private Chiyav. He has a chiyuv to read this, and as part of what he's doing. That's not a chiyuv on the tzibur. It's not kriyas atayra. The chiyuv on the tzibur there kriyas atayra. There's no kriyas. It's not a chiyuv kriyas atayra. He has to read these pesukim. The more learns out from the Lord. He has to read the pesukim. So Meila. There's a shayla of kavanat tzibur. There's a shayla of kavanat tzibur. For his own personal kriya, he's been matshir the tzibur. Mashenkein zot Avinezer. In the case of the Taz, what are you telling me? That it's by Shvi, and what's the Shah? You don't want to take another Sefer Torah. Why? You matriyah b'tzibur. You have to take another Sefer Torah, Mon Aliyah. Yes, you might as well say, you'll read about that. But they're what? It's a tirch for the tzibur, for their chiyuv. That's tirch b'tzibur. Tirch b'tzibur is when I'm being matriyah b'tzibur for my own personal thing. There's a problem with the Zibur. We'll see, maybe Rai's knowledge that. But the Amine says he's so, which kind of makes a lot of sense. If the Tirch is for them, so what do you mean Tirch Zibur? So don't come to Shul if it's too much of a Tirch you have. Elma, you have a Chiyu, so the Chiyu, you have Chiyu, 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 so you need to go to Sefer Torah. So that's a Tirch Zibur. Now, Shanky and Yuma, it's his own private Chiyu. Yeah?
Aren't we just saying that the Yavit, you could read about that?
Seder.
Or if you could do something else, that would be less.
Again, but it's no raya from there. You can't make a raya from there. Is there there? There's a tirch de tzibura for the sake of a yachid will be matrich de tzibur. See, but there's no tzuzah. You can't make a raya from there.
The concept of Tirch Tzibur over there does not apply over here. So man, you can't use Tirch Tzibur over here. The Taz being Mechadish, that we could use the Svar of Tirch Tzibur to be Mechal between the last Aliyah and the middle Aliyahs. That Chiddush of the Taz, 7 days, and Taz says, Gemara Rucha, we see the concept of Tirch Tzibur in the Gemara and Yuma. That you don't see. That's not what it said. You can't use Yuma as your mucker that the different Tzibur should play a role of it.
Why should we care about by the cutting level, why should we care about different Tzibur if it's a Chayvus Yachid? They don't need to be there.
But they are there, Maisa. Some of them are there. Maisa are there. I'll learn about that. I'm sorry, but Maisa are there. That was part of the whole the riot is his own private thing. The Gemara says that whoever went to, was watching the Kohen by Grisara can't see this when they had Sarah Lazazel and vice versa. So vice versa is all chiyuv to me. I think someone speaks that out. That's a riot that comes out. So the Maisa, that was part of the whole thing. Okay, the Maisa, the Shagasari and the Gemara Sari. Al Derech Zeh, he also says something very interesting. He's Medayik. The Mishnah there says that on the Kriya Sari, the eight brachas, the whole what the eight brachas are. But the Gemara, the Cheshmer of the brachas, yeah, there was only bracha. There was no bracha for that. He's Medayik in the Mishnah, the Shaka Zari. The bracha that the Chayin got, it was only bracha Acharel. Yeah, Shnas Lanu, and then the other brachas also. So he says, why not? Why is there a bracha v'shayna? Why is there a bracha v'shayna? That's Kriya Sari, that's a bracha v'shayna. Zav t'shagas harag v'aldet. That because since it's a Kriya Sari Yachid, so this is a masakhin of a bracha that's only for Kriya Sari Tzibur. For Kriya Sari Tzibur, Harei, Hashem talked about it already. Already, you said bracha v'shayna in the morning. So why are we getting a lead? Why are you saying Hashem bracha v'shayna? You said Hashem bracha v'shayna already. Why are you saying Hashem bracha v'shayna? Elamai is a chiv Kriya Sari. It's a special takan of Kriyas Atayra, so that's what Mechayev and Ubracha. That's what Shari speak out. So Mele Zot Shari Zarye, here's a practice of the Kriyiv. Mele is no, there's no Asher Bracha Pana. So Batsam, he really shoots himself in the foot, because then there shouldn't be Asher Nassalon either. There shouldn't be Bracha Chayin either. Then he says, because the Bracha Asher Nassalon you didn't say. So I guess it's a Kriya that's being done with Tzibur. But since it's a private Kriya Satayra Tzibur, so we are giving it some din of a Kriya Satayra that they do say Shanasa. So maybe it's Shanasa Pashin.
You should make the
bracha
Kriya.
Which bracha? But the bracha Shanasa, they were Mazakin afterwards.
Afterwards?
Ashenas Alanu? Ashenas Alanu? When?
I'm saying,
yeah, find
it's only afterwards.
That'd be fine. That was the Kodim. It was talking afterwards.
Yeah, by the
Tzibur,
not by the Yachid.
Again, but the bracha for now you have in the morning, said Bukhus Tayyar. Doesn't need a bracha for now. That's not Hong Shang, it's all boy. Elmai, since it has a Tzibur of Bukhus Tayyar, they kept the bracha shakra. Oh, so God, we see the same inside that there's a fundamental difference between the Kriyas Taira of Kain God and the Kriyas Taira of Red Kriyas Taira. Maisa, my Mechutin, sent me an email. I say he gets a share. So he had a Maisa had a very good kasha to Shagas Hare. I have to mind, because now I should try to tell the kasha. Because the Gemara in the Fimun of Ayin says that. Gemara says, why can we not bring a new sefer? Gemara says, it's Baruch Shein Tzricha, right? So Baruch Shein Tzricha is only the first bracha. What's the Baruch Shein Tzricha? You take a new sefer, make a new bracha. The bracha they didn't make yet, right? Elmai, what's the Baruch Shein Tzricha? They make a new bracha. What bracha? The bracha of Shemna, right? Because it's a pellet and mamash knockout. Gemara says, you can't take a new sefer. Right, you can't be Gael Tirchas Zibur. So why take a new Sefer Torah? Baruch Shein Tzricha. If he reads it out Alpeh, in the Chumash Bamid, he reads Alpeh. So what's the Baruch Shein Tzricha? If you take a new Sefer Torah, make a new Baruch. Which Baruch? The Baruch Roshayim. The Baruch Acharim to make it. You only make that all at the end. You can't make a Baruch Acharim between all the Kriyas. All at the end, you make a Baruch Acharim. So I'm like the Baruch Roshayim. See, make a Baruch Roshayim. Talatza. No, it's like two shnom of kasha. So, Akapanim, so that's the, again, that's what we started Abinezer, that since it's a private Kriyasa Taira, so there you can't bring a raya, Lagabi Tirch Zibura, when it's for the Tzibur. And mail the Taz that says that the difference between the last Aliyah, that we go like the Mordechai, and all the Aliyahs not, the Aliyah says, Akapanim, you don't have a raya, you don't have a raya. Now, the truth matter is, many places that we find Tirchus Tzibura is talking when it's talking about the Yachid versus the Tzibur. But we do find places that is the Tzibur, which we hash on the Avinezer. Avinezer is a big Yisayda, which makes a lot of sense, kind of. Right? That's Yisayda. That the child of be matriarch the Tzibur because of Yachid, that's Tirchus Tzibura. Be matriarch the Tzibur because of themselves, that was Tirchus Tzibura. That they're supposed to be doing this, right? The Sfar makes Gavaldic sense. We might as well see this rise now again. But upon most of the places, I believe, is Taka. When it's a tircha of the tzibur for yachid. Now, the mashal says in Shulchan Aruch that where, let's say, the shatz messed up in the lachish. Yeah, he messed up in the tefillah lachish. Messed up in the tefillah lachish. So what's halacha? So we say, what do we say? He shouldn't go back. Why? It's tefillah zibura, and that's away from why he goes in the chazan shmenesre. And therefore, but he's saimach on the chazan shas. That'll be his tefillah. Okay. Oh, so you're also, you see, that's partially being matriarch the zibur to give him. Time to happen over again. For his own chiyuv, then we say tichas zibura, he doesn't go over, and the devil be saimach on the washkol, the shatz. Now, I was talking to Mishibura though. Let's see if you got Mashavurach. Let's say it's Meiriv. Shatz messed up by Meiriv. So there, you don't have the eight, so the Rishon Chazaz is Shatz. Right? So Meil, he says, B'chay Gavna, he has to go back. What can you do? Right? I guess he can daven after. The Kaddish, the Skabla has to be in the Shmanesri. So you can't just say, okay, let him daven Meir afterwards. Because then there's no choice. So then we say, okay, what can you do? He has to daven Meir. He says, but on Shabbos, and just in Halach, on Shabbos, he can say, come on Ein Sheva. Okay. Now, there's another Halach, which says that. This is a very negay halach l'maisa, especially in certain circumstances in Talmo, but which is not so pashut, I think. But anyway, this child is. Are you supposed to wait for the rabbi? He's supposed to wait for a rav. They want to wait for a rav. So like this, the mocker of this whole shayla.
What?
Are you supposed to wait for the rav? Away from Kali. Now we'll talk about pratim. The mark of the Shaila starts with the Shaila Shub is Miyam and Zev. Shaila Shub, Miyam and Zev, the Shaila was like this. That the Shatz finished, you know, they finished the Tfilas Lakash, and the Kal basically finished already, or enough, and then Shatz waited for the Chacham. So he said, there's a problem with Tfilas Zibur. You're not goyel to save a Taira, but see the Gemara Yuma, right? You're not goyel to save a Taira. Why is there a Sibur? So Meila, he says, He brings down from the Shimshon Rabbi Yosef that says, in this such a case, when the shatz is waiting for a few people, he would scream at him and tell him that, okay, that wasn't necessarily chacham, but he'd scream at him, they shouldn't wait for a few people because the shayla of, that didn't finish, it's a shayla of Terech de Zibur. And he brings down from Shimshon, that the Shimshon brought down from Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Abba, who all these people are, that they would wait, even if you're waiting for the Mechubad, they're not just talking to the people in the Kal, even the Shlesh Tu Be'ir, the Mamish, the President, this, the Uluch, the Chashuvim, still, you would scream at them, that's probably the Tevil Zibur. Now, if it's for the same reason, yeah, he says, if you want to wait, Hechach HaChashim Me'akal, ain't the basic Nessus, ain't the Hamdin Aysan, she'll come with Terech HaTzibur, and he says, Manish Noisoi, or in other words, Manish Noisoi, Shmatrich HaTzibur. Someone that causes the Tzibur to the Terech HaTzibur, he gets an Irish. Teda, he said, okay, Kain Noisoi Peneim, it's an interesting raya, the Kainim are Noisoi Kapayim, and they're Peneim Kapayim HaTzibur, and then their back is towards the Arna Kainish. Yeah? Because it has to be upon him. So what do you see? You see now, it's interesting, right? Yeah. Al tzibur, the aimas, cover that tzibur, you doicha that achreim shvicha pehecha. So the kolshkein, so you see that what? That cover that tzibur, he was doicha, is doicha, kvil kvar shmayim. Now your back is towards the other kaddish. Why? Al tzibur, that tzibur. Right? Mele Koshkein, Kavar Basim Adam, is Nitche from Kavar Atzibur. That's the Yom Zev's. Right, what?
Somebody's back has to, either the Tzibur's back has to be the
Aron Kodesh, or the Kohen. I understand. That's a problem. Over there, there's Dinah upon him upon him. Because Kohen has to be upon him, connected upon him. So Mele, that's part of the system. By definition, that's what's going to be. So, do it sideways. Everyone.
Nobody.
In Saf and Dara, you know. No. Okay. Lamayis of the Rambah. This troop is Binyam and Zev, is Gepaskin in the Rambah. Says, yeah. And Yechid Makal Rech Mephila in the Shat, and Lampin, Aleyem, Afilu Hayu Chashuve, Yair. Chain. Mahay Min Bez Knesses. Ain Lahampin al Adam Choshev. That's the Farish Ramah. You don't wait to start davening for somebody who's not there yet. Oh, Zot Mishabura. Shach Shanogu, the Shatz waits for the rabbi. Not best. Why? Says Mishabura, a svar. There's not bad al's covered, but a push the practice. He says, the Rebbe Nashim is found in Marutza. Most people daven fast. Meila, so someone that davens like a mensch, he davens mila b'mila, not someone that's meyer, someone that davens like a mensch, yeah? So it comes out, he misses Kedusha. Right? If you go to Shtibu, you'll try davening like a mensch, and there's no way you get Kedusha. Maybe, you know, if you're lucky, you'll get Maiden, right? But, so Meila, that's why the minute is to wait for the Rav, assuming the Rav davens like a mensch. So then, that's why we're into the Rav. Mele says, though, but if it's, that's right. But if he's Meirich, let's say Rav Dam is a very long Shmanesre, so then you should wait for him. The whole reason why to wait for Rav is not Alts covered. The reason to wait for the Rav is only Alts the pace. So Mele, in that case, so you have to Cheshman, you know, someone that Davins, Mil. The Sechemet says that if the Rav doesn't want him to wait for him, situation where he wants to have money there, he says, the Rav is allowed to go to Shalom Mulash Menes, right? So he should think that he finished davening, and they'll start Chazaz Shatz, then he'll go back and he'll finish Davening Menes. That's the Sechemet Paskin, because it's based on the Shrubi example from the Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim says that if a person is davening, wants to have a Lush Menesre,
He's scared people are going to laugh at him. So Meili says he's allowed to emil shmir esrei kolayis shalom, and go back. Maisa, who learned brachas, there's a ben yaina that have a hayin nachash karachal kevay. So ben yaina says that you're allowed to. It says over there, right? You're not be mafsik. So the ben yaina, we can't be mafsik b'dibur. But to go over to the side and shake the snake off, you're allowed to. The ben yaina says he doesn't know any, what's wrong. What's this about walking in Moshe Menasre? That's a bit Losh Ben Yain. He doesn't know what should be this in walking in Moshe Menasre. Maish, the Mishmura brings down the past in this halacha. This halacha Ben Yain is passed in Shulchan Aruch. And Mishmura explains, brings down the Svar Ben Yain, but it changes the job. He says, there's nothing wrong if you're doing it for a Tzairach. He says, there's a Tzairach God, like he maybe says, that the walk of Losh Menasre. Losh Menasre, was he mashmi more than that? Yeah, I don't know, means he could about it to wander around, you know, Losh Menasre. Said, Akabanim, no, that's the basis for this Sefer Chassidim. It's all up over here that it's for Tzairach, they shouldn't laugh at you, or the Rav wants about that, and doesn't want material tzibur, then you can do that. That's so. According to Mishavura, right? Rav Davin is long. There's no waiting for him, and also to wait for someone who's not there yet. Also, there's no waiting. Adrav, it's worth it. The Ma'aser got to be waiting for the Rav, though. It's very interesting. There's a psak from Rabbi Kivayger, and the trial was the Rav didn't want to wait for the tzibur didn't want to wait for the Rav. He says. Oh. He said they have to wait. You have to shine his boy. How come you say this? They're saying Hakdoishu Mehemle Nozels. If your eyes Shem Kain Nasa Chas V'Shalom Losim Devrei Mekutu Shal Yud Yipol Kol Atar Chalila V'Chalila. But that one of Bedar Azesh Lo Lohaisu Gedarim Libeinu After Mashat Tzvich Lekach Al Kaparim Shal Litchais V'Lozim Medibar V'Seinu Hakdoishu M'Shein Kulurim Leinayim. Look, the thing in the minute is you wait for the Rav, and if you stop that minhag, it can bring to Gvalka Pirtzes, etc. Rav Sternbuch writes, same Shaila, Shaila was shul that they didn't wait for the Rav, and he, you know, like, the Mishmur, and the Rav says, the Mishmur is only out, you wait for him. If over there they didn't wait for him. Stop! They wanted to wait fast. They weren't probably waiting even for someone that's dying mila. But then he's down with Krager. It's also went elsewhere. And he says, "Oh, so it's, if you not to wait for Rav, it's a begam in the holy service. They say the Taira, etc. It's a zilzum covered Rav b'chul. So Mela." So that minute, at least the minute of waiting for the Rav, that at least, even though Betzim, you read the Mishabura, it's Mashmanat, unless, I mean, if he's Meirich, but that, you have a Krager, that there's an Indian doctor waiting for Rav, again, that, Shtal's about Kavar HaTaira, and that's going to have to mean, look at a lot of things. Once there's a Zilzal over here, there'll be Zilzal in other things also. So it's not so much else. That's in technically this halach over here. Craig is looking at it more from a global perspective. Okay. Just give me a jump. But Maisa, this is really a problem. You do find the Tirch of the Sibura, even when it's not just Negea Yachid. In all these cases mentioned till now, it's the Tirch of the Yachid for his own thing, the Mitzvah of the Sibur. Yeah? But you find Maisa, even when it's the Sibur itself. Because the Rishonim bring down a Minhag, and you learn the Sugas of Rosh Hashanah. By Tia Shaifer, they said Taisim talks about it. Shaiyim the Riv, everyone talks about the minhag that for Malchias they did Tashrat, for Zechrayim is Tashat, and for Shaifer is Tarat Zel. Yeah, we do right. We do all three. Page one. The minhag was. Tashrat, Tarat. So all the Rishonim are Tamei the Minhag. Because the Chaira,
Then it's nish nish teher. He not yaitze. The marush on not yaitze. This is gemara. This is safik. What shvara? Is shvara hilule yalil? Yeah, gnuchi ganach. Is it is true? I mean, what's true? It's true. Gnuchi ganach or hilule yalil? Is it small cries or big krechts? Is it shvara or is it true? So and then the gemara is mashmer that was a tzad. That's both. It's all safik, and that's where it bows masakin tashrad. Tashat, because this is a suffix. So then Cain, so the Mishnah is there. For Malchus, he's doing three different cheetahs. For the Malchus and Hashem, it's Midian nothing. That's the big problem that the Shayim have with this minute. And because of that, places over there brings down, the Meritam changed the minute a little bit, and he said to do Tashrat, one Tashrat for Malchus, Tashrat for Mishnah, Tashrat for Shayfis. Because he says, because this way, that's him, yeah, well, you're not really changing me that much. Elamai, what's a Shaila? That should be a hefsik. That the Shvar should be hefsik between the Truah and the Kiyah. And Milchi is the Truah should be hefsik between the Shvarim and the Kiyah. So he says, so for that, the hefsik, yes, his mind is that it's not so mapable. Zot the Rif. That since the bracha is not makna tkiyah, and array in by tkiyah the miyushev, there you did everything, there you did all, you did tashrat harat, the tkiyah is before shemun esrei. Come on, I'll say the brachas. So meil batzem you yaitz already you chiyev the raisa of tkiyah shef you yaitz. Elamai, I'll say the brachas. So then he says not mechir the tzibur, right? And what's the grace of Tirchon Tzibur over here, yeah? Talking about, instead of just blowing Tashrat, or even, right, Tashrat, so you can blow Tashat and Tarat. Yeah, how long does it takes to blow Tashat and Tarat? A couple seconds, right? Who he stands there, you see here, right? You see other places also, that the Tirchon Tzibur is mamish, almost milliseconds, because we also talked about Tirchon Tzibur, the Gabe closing we get Aliyah, she has to open it to show you where he's reading. So then that's the best thing would really be to close it. So people shouldn't say that the brachas are in the same Torah, right? But it says, Al Tirchon Tzibur, we don't want you to close it, and then you have to open it again. Therefore, that's some say you should sometimes say it. The best way is to turn to the side, so you're not going to close your eyes, and it should look like you're reading the brachas from the thing. Okay, if you are reading the brachas from the piece of paper on the thing, okay. But anyway, my says the hanacha was that you know the brachas, you don't have to look at the paper. Say, but so you see also, again, talking about not very much time, it also talks about that we don't cover the Sefer Torah, Begavla Gavra, also, because it closes, you know, so it's closed, you don't have to. So Mela, to put it on and off, also Tirchon Tzibur, right? We're talking about, see, the Tirchon Tzibur is mamish seconds, yeah? Literally, seconds. Anyway, Akapanim, so, but that is up, but see, up again, here we have Tirchon Tzibur, which is, you bring my Tirchon Tzibur, for the sake of the Tzibur. It's not like, you know, you mean the Yoch has been for his thing, he's Mashiach Tzibur. Here, we're talking about doing Tiyah Sheva properly to get all the Sheetahs of Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat. What are we doing it for? You're doing it for the Tzibur. Yeah? Still we see, not like the Nadal Mezer wanted to say that the Tzibur is the only problem when it's the Yoch versus the Tzibur. What's interesting is in Shittas Rashi, in the Sefer Pardes, he brings down why Bechlal, right? He asks the Kasha, Bechlal, the whole minute of Tiyas Mirshu, Tiyas Mirshu, Umid, Shal, Tiyas Mirshu, Tiyas Mirshu, Mamazin. We start off with Parshas Balak. Yeah, that they were institute reading a Parshas Balak. Yeah, Elmai Tevut Zibur. There also, you mean not the Shvil Yachav for Zibur, the Shvil Zibur for Zibur. So Chayyot Raya like the Taz, who did Shalzu, and Al Yavnezer, who's the man of the Taz, he can't be right from Gmar Yuma, because there, it's the Tichot Zibur of the Kohen, because it's his personal Kriya, and that when I'm a Triach, the rest of the Zibur, because of his Tichot Zibur, Hashem came, but he, you see all these places, now I can. Okay. Now, Rav Moshe has a tshuva. And this is, you know, could happen easily. Shaila was, they took out Sefer Torah, and they realized they took out the wrong one. And they realized that he took the wrong one, and you know this is, he needs, you know, a year, and this is a bracha. Okay, well, what do you do? So the problem with the girl is Sefer Torah, it's a Tichot Zibur. So because of that, so the Shamish. They took it out. The Shabbos said, "You put it back, and take the other one." The Shaila was whether that was the proper thing to do, because once you took it out, they allowed to put it back. So the Shaila to Ramayisha wanted to say that since you didn't start the mitzvah yet. You didn't open it up yet. As if you would have opened it up, to take off the thing of the mantle, and open it's on the beam already. That's one thing. You didn't start the mitzvah. He shtel su to the chamtzi by the guy Hanukkah. The guy prepared wax candles, yeah, and then he put it set up in the menorah, and then also someone brought him oil. So this mitzvah hit the mitzvah to use oil, yeah. So therefore, the Chacham Tzvi says that you should take away the candles and use oil. Hit the mitzvah. So Meil, why didn't also? So El, why? Because you didn't start yet. So Meil, it's not a bazillion. It's not a bazillion to the candles. If you didn't start, you didn't start lighting them. You didn't light them yet. If you lit them, to blow them out, how to do that? But you didn't do the mitzvah yet. So it's not a bazillion. So also, it's not a bazillion for the Sefer Torah to put it back, because you didn't do the mitzvah, just like the candles. Look at Maisha, that there's no tzushtel, and Maisha on that, the Shus Yankiv argues, and he says that for mitzvah and mufchar, when we mevazel the first mitzvah, the Shus Yankiv says you don't take the oil, you already set up the candles. So Meila, al tzvi mitzvah, you don't switch. Look at Maisha. That the tushtel doesn't work on both, it could go either way. In other words, there's no right for the Chacham Tzvi to say that you're allowed to put it back. There's no right for the Shus Yankiv to say that you're not allowed. Said, why? Look at Maisha, that case of the Shemen Zayis, right? So there it's a mitzvah and a mufchar. There's a mitzvah and a mufchar, you Shemen Zayis. So for that, or the chassidus matter, it says that's not a busy mitzvah because you don't need a mitzvah mufchar. But let's say it's not a mitzvah mufchar, right? To change Shemen Zayis, yeah, Shemen Zayis. One change Shemen Zayis, not for whatever reason, yeah. So that's the even these might solve the problem is a mitzvah. So Meila over here, mitzad the mitzvah, the second Sefer Torah is not more mufchar. Right, Elmai, because it's just the right place. So there's no hint, there's no mile in the second Sefer Torah as the first one. So Meila, there's a Shaila of Bezayin. Even though you have a Shaila of Tichot Zibura, say it, that's not a mile in the mitzvah. That's not a mile in the Etzim mitzvah. So Meila, there's no right from that. What is no right from the Chacham Tzvi? Chacham Tzvi says that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is more done the Hindu if you're doing it with Shemen Zayis, over candles. So Meila, it's not called a Bezayin to switch the candles for Shemen. But shaking over here, There's no mile in the second Sefer Torah of the first one. Therefore, there's a shallow visa. Mida chisa, even the Shus Yankiv that says that for mitzvah and mufchar, even that for mitzvah and mufchar, you're not mevazeh. Right? You could say, Mev Tichot Zibura is Aleph. Right? In other words, over here's a different issue. The Shaila is, what weight does Tichot Zibura have? It doesn't do it with the Machlokes Shus Yankiv and the Chacham Tzvi. So, because even the Shus Yankiv, it says, Mitzvah Mubchi, you can't revise the first one just because it's kosher. But say, maybe here's Shaila Tichot Zibura. Tichot Zibura is a very big thing. And we've seen in the Gemara and Yuma that even when we were mounted to read about that, because Tichot Zibura, you're not going home. So look at Maisha, that over here you have a chash of gam. No, it's not just a shayla bizei mitzvah. No, the shayla was handling bizei mitzvah. You have a sefer Torah in your hands, you go put it back, that's a bizei mitzvah. It says in Maisha, there's a more serious problem, and that is a chash of gam. Like Gemara and Yuma. Gemara and Yuma said, why don't you bring another sefer Torah? You can't be good. Okay, so bring a new sefer Torah. Shash Pakam of the Rishon. The people say it's possible. Oh. So even though these are handles, maybe for a different person, we say there's no Pakam, but. So the mitzvah is sad to say over here that one side says no, say living garba is not, but here it's really the same garba. You took it out for this kriya, now you're putting it back. Maybe this is pagam. Maybe you didn't start it yet. Maybe this is considered like shei garbas. Kids, Ramesh, the bottom line, Ramesh brings down from the sitter of Yankim Emden, the mamish handle of this case, and he said he brings down mechleikus. He says. They took out the wrong one, it wasn't in the right place. The others, in the same time, you had the other one. So he says, Yesh Aimim Sheigal Lamakim Kriya. And some say, that no, you put it back and switch it taka. So Gemaisha, Gemaisha is two shittas. Each one has, that's an, what, you know, a svara. So Meila, he says, if you make it whatever you want, the other Gemara of it. There's no akra. As far as that. He says though, if the cow is not makbid on their tercha, then they should do that. He says, Roy Khilas A Makbidim, that's also got a thing once her Shiva Vasha Vice. He was talking about how long do you think it takes to be Goyal the whole Sefer Torah from Bereishis to Ein Yisrael. From Ein Yisrael to Bereishis, how long do you think it takes? Huh?
15 minutes.
It says maximum, it's like 3 minutes. And that's like long. It's usually even less. It seems like a long time. It seems more than Miguel. It seems forever, but Maisa. It's only 3 minutes, not a call, max. So, and that's the whole same time, yeah? But if it's just a couple of parishes, it's not called a minute, you know? People are all nervous, how come the Gabi didn't do it, you know? Tell them, by the time you say three kapitbuk, it'll be finished already. So.
We saw a couple of seconds.
What?
We saw a couple
of
seconds.
Seder, I understand it. I'm not saying it's not a chazibura. But I'm saying again, but he's saying that Tzim is not Makbid, but he had a problem though. It's not like he had a problem with Bagam, he had a problem with other issues over here. I'm not saying, if it's just it's Rachami, in a few seconds. But he had other issues. Everybody should say it. The Tzim is not Makbid, then that's the best thing to do. The best thing to do is to be good. And then there's no Chash Bagam, there's no Chash Bazayan. That's the best thing to do. Now, my dear, the zebra has a little bit of sublimus, to wait 30 seconds, no, for the sake of the everything else. Okay, in Shulchan Aruch it says, Engels have the Betziva, that's Gemara in Yuma. Right? Mainly I'll say it's Echad. And you need Shnei Nyanim Gailin. Yitra cover that Tziva. That's Shulchan Aruch. In fact, I'm going to run, one second. By the kind Gadol, the Macher is Sugin Yuma, the Pain. What's in the Betziva Gadol? They didn't say that, okay, but well, it's Efsher, they couldn't bring another one. Aspagam, it's Efsher, so you're Goyal. No, what did it say? It's Efsher, you read Baal Peh. You don't say that Kavrat Siv is Nidcha, you say you read Baal Peh. So you're also, if you have to have, you only once have Tyra, you have to read the Maftir somewhere else. So instead of being Goyal, we read Baal Peh. Or Isaac Asher. Look against the Gemara. This ain't going to say Tarbet at Sibur. And the Kovat at Sibur is that's the Sugi Nyuma, right? So we turn around and say, Mele was saved Echad. Then what do you do? You get the Kovat at Sibur. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, you do Baal Peh. When you face with such a situation, you do Baal Peh. He says, it's the Bishlam in the Mikdash. There was a shayla of Kol Yisrael. The Kans Kol Yisrael was there. So Meila loy machlum. Hashem Beis Knesses. It's only a few people. Mustama Meichel Malkvaydam. Del Kayim Kriyas Amafter. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Mafter Yantiv. Which the Kans Agaynim. So Mustama they're willing to vater on the Mingal. But Meis is really shred. Losh Shachar says. Shachar doesn't say that they're Meichel. Shmuel says, if they only have one Sefer Torah, behem tzrichim likrois v'shnei nyanim, gailin v'yitcha kvayra tzibur. Doesn't say there's no problem with kvayra tzibur. It says, you're g'daycha kvayra tzibur. Kvayra shte kapella on the Magen Avraham. Also, Mechtesin is a shenomena, as Boaz is screaming. Yeah. Look around, when they've been gail, you see a lot of unhappy faces. Oh, the Ma'aseh Be'Seiris brings down Ridva. Ridva and Yuma in that sugya brings down Yishalmi. Now what? Yishalmi says, "I've done the kair achri ma'aseh machvas parik shani mifnei shu hu sidrei shlo yon teidam mishlokish b'chol asar asal likroi al peh b'kan kair al peh." Very cryptic Yishalmi. What does Yishalmi want? The verse says it's Siddur Shal Yayim. It's Siddur Shal Yayim. Haraya, they even kair al peh. Shalom, it's not your talk. And the Ach Basra Shem Chumash Bekudim, that they're matir because it's Siddur Shal Yayim. But, that's, they were gailol, there's three things they use, right? They were goyal ones, but not for Bamidbar. There's lots of legal ba'asa shebechumish in Vayikra after Emayis that they were goyal. Yeah, but for the kriya of Bamidbar, that not. Why? Because that's not mikra kriya. Kimach shekar kara say the shaparis emma. They already read in Paris emma. Yeah, so male to read this, they're reading it again. So for that, they were matriach the tzibur. Masha chayzer kair ba'asar shabchumish b'gud. This they read it again. What says in Bamidbar? Ain el kemagar ba'izayayim. That's not the kriya. That's just like a tesefes. So male, therefore, tiru ba'al peh. The eloi kaim adas likra is the. So Meila says, Zok Beis Yosef, the feeder Edva, it's a whole different look at the whole thing. Kondra Edva, the only problem with being Gailol was only to be Gailol to Bamidbar. Because to be Gailol to Bamidbar, that's not the ikar part of the kriya over here, says the Ritva. And therefore, that's why there's no Galila, that we read about Pet. If I care, since it's not a part of the Kriya, Yishalmi is saying, that's why there's no problem with Rav Shemuel Sefi, that's what about Pet. Is what I'm saying. Yeah? So Meil, if he's there, he don't do Mechila. Again, Mechaber is a Beseisif, Kidua. Yeah? And Meil, in Beseisif, he brings down the Ritva. And Ritva says, that if it's part of the Kriya, you could be Goyal. We're not worried about Kavar Tzibur. We're not worried about Tichel Tzibur. Because that's the Kriya, you need it. Right? Elamai, the only thing is that to read again, which that's what we did already, to read again in Bamidbar, that is not important. We're not going to be Goyal. Oh, don't do it for based on this Yishalmi. You have a teretz, which is the different sugya of this whole problem. Dom shuksav in the shalom pet. Right, that's the whole problem. I guess I allowed to say to the zimra. I allowed to say shema. All these things. The chayit. It's a big problem. It's a big shiloh. Well, dom shuksav in the shalom pet. How are you allowed to say these things if you're not reading it inside? You say the teretz. Different shiloh. Exactly what's called b'ksav. Yeah. How much does that have to be b'ksav? So that's what says Ritva, by Sifni Shalmi is Dr. Ritva, Fili Shalmi. It's El Dvamish Baksav Shem Khoibas Kriya Tzibur, which got not like the this both are not like the Nahligurasari. The Shva says the Shalmi is being machalic between the Kriya of the Kohen Gadol. Yeah? But the Kohen Gadol is reading, which is ikka part of the Kriya, what the Kohen Gadol is reading, which is not ikka part of the Kriya, okay? What does the Kohen Gadol read? Kohen Achrei Mais, Bach Osar. So he reads Achrei Mais, and then goes to Emar. Yeah? So there, Yishalmi is saying, he's Gadol, right? He's been Gadol over there, Yishalmi says. Elmai, but when he has to go to my midbar, that not Kair Alpeh. But also, of course, Bakudim is Kair Alpeh. Says the Ritva, right? Says the Ritva, what's the difference? Fifi Yushalmi. Because the Parsh Emor, the Parsh Achrimah is, that's Ikkriya, Samayalala. And now we're about Kavet Simon. And if you're Goyal, that's the Tran Machaber. Hashem came by to go to my midbar. That's something that's tesefes, that's not so important, and therefore we're chayish for Tichel Tzibur. So after Ritva, from here I understand, and now I understand the whole heter of saying Pesuk and Zimra, and saying all these things about Peh, because it's not a Kriyas Tayre. It's only my Kriyas Tayre to Isser. Shalmi says, I'll bring your ayah. Why is the problem? How can we bow peh? I don't understand. I don't get the shalom of peh. Zok Yushalmi, El Mag is not Ikka Kriya. So what do we see? Says Ritva, the whole thing. Don't understand. Yet shalom of peh is dafka when it's Ikka Kriya. Dafka when it's Ikka Kriya. Oh, so Chayy received the Ritva that the rest of it was a Kriya. It's not just a Kriya of the Kohen Gadol. Not like the Gurus are real Chayy. Gurus, you want to say that the whole Kriya over here is not Kriya of Tzibur. It's not a Kriya of Kriya Tzibur. It's only Kriya of the Kohen Gadol. The way he's understanding Yishalmi, he sees it's a Kriya, it's Kriya of Tzibur. Kriya of Tzibur. That's good for the Chiluk between the first two Kriyas and the last, Achrei Mais and Amar, as opposed to what we say in Mamid.
Still a Kriya of Kriya, right?
What?
Shazai
still saying it's a Kriya.
What's
that? The Ross says. He says Kriya, it's a Kriya B'tzibur. Kriya B'tzibur. Aldom Shabbat Him Mechayv is Kriya B'tzibur. A pasuk b'shalom kair l'shana ba'alma ederach shvach. No, he said kriya b'tzibur. Kair, there was a sheet like that also. The guy in the mashal, the guy in think it's some Mamzai. The Gaon says it's not when he might see the Rabban. The Taisa Shanim and the Taisa Shanim Yuma also. The Shanim Yuma also says this. This is kind of hard. The Shanim Yuma also makes this chiluk whether it's Betzibur Ubiyachid. And the Gaon passes that. The Shanim Gaon says, is it? We might say Acherim or Arabim, but there is such a chiluk. The Lashon Hadva is mashma Kri Betzibur. Going to this, not Kri Betzibur. Unless even the Kohen Gadol is his own person, it's not the chiv of the Tzibur, but it's even the Kohen Gadol, the Kri has to be Betzibur. It's not just you read it by himself. Because even the Gur Zari has to be done Betzibur. But Chayvus Kriya B'tzibur, the sounds like Rav is talking about the Chiy of Kriya's Tire, which is the Chiy of B'tzibur. Maybe not, maybe you say the Chiy of the Kohen Gadol, but he has to do B'tzibur, that's called a Kriya's Tire, and the rest is just, it's not. So, Akapanim Lefi Zed, then Magen Ram's Kashan doesn't start. What's the problem with Yuma? And that's Lashon Mechaber, that we're Deicha, the Kavanat Tzibur, for the sake of when it's a proper Chiyuv Kriyas Taira. I'll just end off with the end with the interesting Yaivitz. The Yaivitz has a taina on the minhag make mishbech for a chayla. That takes a long time sometimes. So, look, the minhag of Maisa says they have to do it, but Maisa, he says that first is the problem of it's not, you know, in Makash for Chayla on Shabbos, the Bruch Shabbos should be like Chol. Then he says it's Shabbos the Tichot Zibura. Yeah? Chayla Oysan Minuk, Shinogu Levarech. A mishberach for a chayla. Tarsu b'dei chazanim. Ve'en lo mash yisma sheyismaychu. Rather tevasim hanasan oisim. I guess maybe you give money. I know. Yisbaruch. It sounds like yisbaruch. V'levavam man yisbaruchu. V'yafinim kalkalasam. Gam yesh bezem mishum pisuk mois. Oh, there people are give money for mishberach. It's a shayla of being pisuk mois, right? He's not happy this minute, but I'll cover it.